Welcome to the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. In a world where knowledge has become a commodity, this podcast is designed to give you something more. Access to the experience of a successful CEO who has already walked the path. So join your host, Martin Moore, who will unlock and bring to life your own leadership experiences and accelerate your journey to leadership excellence.
Welcome to Moments with Marty, your short, sharp shot of leadership insight to help you stay on track between our weekly episodes of the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. You'll often hear people explain away someone else's success by saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Now, it's easy to discount another person's achievements by putting it down to their position of privilege, to believe that the only reason they made it was because they received a leg up or a head start, to succumb to the dangerous thinking that says, they have something that I don't. Now, whenever you do this, your mental frame is that it was easier for them, or they found a shortcut that wasn't available to you, or that if you had the same advantages, you'd be where they are, but you don't, so you aren't. Or even that you know more than they do, or you work harder, or you're better qualified, or whatever, but they're more successful because they have relationships that you simply don't have. Now, what I'm about to say is incredibly important. As soon as you start to make those kinds of excuses, you're letting yourself off the hook. You accept the fact that you can't be as successful as that person when in reality, there's absolutely no reason why you can't. It pushes you into a victim mentality. It cements your external locus of control. I can't change things or I can't be as successful as someone else because they have access to something that I don't. Now, once you fall into this victim mentality, once you believe that there's some magical ingredient that you don't have access to, your whole frame of reference changes. You begin to feel as though life is unfair, and despite all your hard work and ingenuity and knowledge, there's something beyond your control that's stopping you. Now, this mindset is dangerously limiting. There's a wide array of ingredients that contribute to the recipe for success. And they're pretty consistent no matter which area of life you apply them to. Your career, parenting, health, romantic relationships. In episode 138 of the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast, I distilled my life experience into the 10 ingredients that I believe are the most conducive to success. These are the things that I found to be true for me over an extended period of time. And having earned these scars the hard way, I want to relate them to you in the hope that you can streamline your efforts and focus your energies in the right areas to get where I did faster than I did. Now, collectively, these 10 ingredients form an ecosystem for success, an environment where success is more likely to flourish than if that ecosystem wasn't in place. If you want to grow plants, the ecosystem is critical. The condition of the soil, the availability of air, sunlight, water, perhaps even whether you play a Mozart violin sonata to them each night. But plants in a poor ecosystem don't survive. In a favourable ecosystem, they flourish. In the success ecosystem, building the right relationships and hanging around with the people that you aspire to be like is just as important as your hard work and tenacity. You also need to accept that your own individual impact will eventually be dwarfed by the quality of your team. So, your long-term success relies almost entirely on your ability to build a team that has high-performing, driven, ambitious people on it. As knowledge becomes more commoditized, it's your wisdom, insight, and ability to interpret the context that's going to be the difference between career success and failure. Don't lull yourself into surrender by saying, I could have been a contender. It's never too late to work on building your success ecosystem. If you want to dive into my 10 key principles of career success, have a listen to episode 138 of the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. It's not what you know. We'll leave a link in the notes. I really hope you enjoyed this moment and that it gives you that extra little spark to be a No Bullshit leader.